الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. وقال تعالى: لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. وقال تعالى: وما كان الله ليعذبهم وأنت فيهم، وما كان الله معذبهم وهم يستغفرون. وقال تعالى: ادعوني أستجب لكم. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من لزم الاستغفار جعل الله له من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو، دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو، اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل، درد دل ہو، درد دل ہو، درد دل، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر، دیکھوں جدھر. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My respected brothers, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has kept our success in deen and only in deen. And other than deen, Allah hasn't kept us our success in nothing other than deen. Inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. If we recite the Quran with tadabbur, with understanding and pondering, then Allah will open it up for us that Allah has kept our success of the dunya and the qabr and the akhirat only in deen. There are many promises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the Quran, and I'm not going to be able to give you more than a few, 3, 4, or 5, depending on the type. One of the promises that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made to us, what does it mean? It means if we fulfill our duty towards Allah, Allah's promise will come true for us. One of the promises, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. مُجھے یاد کرو، میں تمہیں یاد کروں گا. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. People are in difficulties, hardships. People are depressed. People are sad. People got grief. People got sorrow. People got concerns, future, what's going to happen. And with the result that people's hearts are bechain, they are disturbed. جیو اونچو نو اونچو چریے، they say in Gujarati. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Only through the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the hearts can find peace, tranquility, itminan. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's one promise is, فَذْكُرُونِي. Remember me, I will remember you. One meaning that you and I know, two meanings is, that if we remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah remember, on a person remembers Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on his own, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala remembers him by himself. The person remembers Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in a group amongst the people in a majlis, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala remembers us in a majlis better than our majlis. Third meaning of fathkuruni athkurkum, that if we remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our good times, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will remember us in our hard times, success. When we don't remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then we get into trouble, problems, calamities come on us, and then we remember Allah ta'ala, then not that Allah Ta'ala doesn't listen to us. But the rule is that if we remember Allah Ta'ala in our good times, Allah in our hard times, difficult times, Allah will remember us. But Allah is so Rahman, so Rahim. How many times we experience this, that although we are ghafil of Allah Ta'ala, when we get into trouble and we lift our hands to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala accepts our du'as and Allah Ta'ala removes our difficulties. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, who was seated behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day. He was much younger than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's cousin. And he said, Ya ghulam, inni u'allimuka kalimat. Oh young boy, I want to teach you some facts about deen. Ihfazillaha yahfazka. Fulfill the rights of Allah, guard the laws of Allah, guard the injunctions of deen, yahfazka, Allah Ta'ala will look after you. The same thing. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. And ihfazillah tajidhu tujahaka. And remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, look after the deen of Allah, look after the injunctions of Allah, whatever Allah has commanded you to do, do that. You will find Allah right in front of you. When we need Allah Ta'ala. Ta'arraf, in one riwayat it is mentioned, ta'arraf ilallahi firraha. Remember Allah Ta'ala in your good times, in your happy times, in your prosperous times. Ya'rifka fishidda, when you are in problems, when you are in difficulty, Allah will come to your rescue. Allah give us understanding, brothers. This is one of the promises. Second promise of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. La in shakartum la azidannakum. Mera shukar ada karo, main tumhe mazid dunga. Make shukar of me, make shukar, be thankful to me, express your gratitude to me, I will give you more. That is why our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that we should be thanking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala two times a day, one wazifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which many of our brothers must be knowing in the morning. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqika faminka wahdaka la sharika laka falakal hamdu wa laka shukra. Allah, whatever ni'mat I got or anybody else got, faminka, it's only from you. Faminka wahdaka la sharika laka falakal hamdu wa laka shukra. In the evening after Maghrib, after Isha, Allahumma ma amsa, this evening, ma asbaha, this evening, whatever, this morning, whatever ni'mat we are enjoying is from you. In the evening, what is it? Ma amsa bi min ni'matin. The same meaning, that in the evening, this evening, whatever ni'mats and whatever bounties of yours, I am enjoying of yours, Allah, and anybody else is enjoying, it is only from you. And if we don't know this dua, let us go to the ulama, Malana is here, mashallah, and other ulama also here. Let us learn these du'as from Allah Ta'ala. What is the benefit of thanking Allah Ta'ala? Benefit of Allah Ta'ala, the benefit of thanking Allah is this, that through thanking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the bounties that Allah has given you and me, those bounties are chained up. They won't go away from us. That's number one. And the other benefit of thanking Allah Ta'ala every day is this, that Allah will increase us in those ni'mats. And how many ni'mats Allah has given us, particularly here in this country, compare ourselves to the people that are suffering in China, over 1 million people in camps, they are prisoners, they forget food, forget sleeping, they can't even say assalamu alaikum to one another, otherwise they get beaten to death. They can't even say Allah, they will get beaten to death. Eating time they are fed with khinzir meat. And they stand there with the guns. If you don't eat it, they will kill you. You can't even say assalamu alaikum. You can't take Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name. You can't say subhanallah. Look at the ni'mats Allah has given us. Deeni ni'mats, dunyavi ni'mats, in kind, in as far as our deen is concerned, material things, Allah has given us houses, Allah has given us shelters, Allah has given us cars, Allah has given us wives, Allah has given us children, Allah has given us food, Allah has given us drink. In our homes, mashallah, in our freezers, we've got food stored away for six months, maybe one year. And those people can't get halal food to eat. They're not allowed to eat halal food. And today Allah Ta'ala has given you and me the opportunity that we've got the freedom where we can read namaz and we can say subhanallah and we can fulfill the commands of Allah. We can come to the masjid and fulfill this command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala of aqimus salah, of establishing salah. Those people want to read namaz and they can't read namaz. They want to fulfill that command but they can't do it. See the amount of ni'mat Allah has given us, my brothers. So what do we do? Shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Every day. Shukr is not only with the tongue, brothers. Shukr is also with our a'mal. It doesn't help when we say, oh Allah, you've given us so many ni'mat. MashaAllah, I thank you, oh Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. But come Asr time, come Maghrib time, we don't go for namaz, we don't go and fulfill this command of Allah Ta'ala. There's such a great command of reading namaz. Zakat, roza, abstaining from haram, that is shukr. Abstinence from haram, good deeds, good a'mal, making the khidmat of deen, going out in the path of Allah so that everybody, this message that we are speaking, we're giving here, that is passed on to all the Muslims. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, when he made shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when he heard that end, hatta idha atau ala wadi naml, qala namlatu ya ayyuhan namlu dkhulu masakinakum, la yahtimannakum Sulaiman wa junuduhu wa la yash'urun. That as Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was going and he came to the valley and he heard the ant warning the other ants, the queen ant, and Allah Ta'ala gave him the gift of understanding the language of the birds also, the language of the animals also, the language of the insects also. And what did the queen ant say to the other ants? Go into your nest. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is coming and his army is coming. It mustn't happen. They trample you and they won't even be aware of it. When he heard that ant speaking like that, فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا, he smiled laughingly. Because he understood what she said. وَقَالَ, and now he's thanking Allah Ta'ala for this ni'mat that Allah made him understand what the ant is saying. And Allah Ta'ala gave him the knowledge of understanding what the animals and what the insects speak. And what did he say? فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّنْ قَوْلِهَا وَقَالَ رَبِّ, now he's thanking Allah. Verbally, أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَاللَّهِ, inspire me to thank you for the ni'mas that you have given me, the bounties you have given me. That's not enough. وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ, this is also part of the thanking. And you give me also, the inspire me also and give me the tawfiq that I do good deeds that will make you happy. So thanking is not only thank you Allah and then we don't fulfill the commands of Allah, or we go against the commands of Allah. It's also our actions. Allah has given us ni'mat. Allah has given us food. We can't eat all that food. We can't use up all that money. Part of that money, this is also shukr. Let it go. And let us help the poor, feed them. Let the people who haven't got clothing, the people who haven't got food, and make schemes, feeding schemes. Allah has given the Muslim community, mashallah. That will serve as a, what will happen? It will serve as a sadaqah for us. Allah will save us from calamities. Allah will save us from xenophobic attacks. Allah will save us from all those things, from accidents. Allah will save us from sicknesses. Allah will save us from enemies, from troublemakers in this country. Allah has given us. Alhamdulillah, Maulana Inama connected to that work, the Limdad. They are doing this job. But in our individual ways also, we need to do all that. We see a person who is gharib. He hasn't got food. He's asking you for half a loaf of bread, one loaf of bread. How much are we going to lose if we take out 5 rands or 10 rands and give it to him? And so go buy bread, go and eat. Sadaqah for me. Something might want to happen the moment I walk out from here, a big accident. That 5 rand will save me. How many times it has happened? A person gave 2 rands and when he went out and a car was supposed to stop. And the robot, red robot here, and he's going. And the car missed him by inches. By inches. The 2 rand only. So brothers, that is thanking. Thanking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with our tongues also, and with our actions also. Allah give me also tawfiq, Allah give you also tawfiq, brothers. Third command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and promise of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, istighfar. What a beautiful tool. A powerful tool. Most powerful tool that Allah has given this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That, what happens with istighfar? Istighfar is our rozi. Istighfar is our rain. Istighfar is our crops. Istighfar means crops. Istighfar means food. Istighfar means safety. Istighfar means removal of calamities. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man lazim al istighfar, ja'ala Allahu lahu min kulli dhiqin makhrajan, wa min kulli hammin farajan, wa razaqahu min haythu la yahtasib. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That whoever makes istighfar and he makes it binding, lazim on himself. Not one day we make istighfar, the other day we don't make istighfar. 3 days we got Josh, hey, we're doing all the wazi fast. Fourth day, something happens and we are gone down again. And if that happens also, as Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi writes in one of his bayans, I read that, that if a person does something, some good action, and he does it as a routine for a few days, and for some reason or the other, he can't do it after a few days, he leaves it out. The moment you realize, and the next opportunity you get, start again. Don't say, oh, I did it for a few days now, and now I left it. Now, what do you use? I do for a few days, and I don't do for a few days. No. You do for a few days, 1 month, 2 months, and for some reason you are unable to do it for 3 days, 4 days, don't become disheartened. 5th day, 6th day, when you didn't do it and you realize, oh, I'm supposed to do that, start again. Don't let that leaving out, that should not discourage us. So, istighfar on a continuous basis, every day, astaghfirullah min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. The hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever makes it binding on him, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ ضِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا. From every difficult situation, Allah will take him out. Allah will remove all his grief. وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍّ فَرَجًا. All his grief, sadness, sorrow, depression, concern, Allah wa ta'ala will give him freedom from that. And from morning till night, what do? We go to the shop and we work so hard. Istighfar. And what will happen? Allah will give him وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْتَسِبْ. Allah will give him rizq from unknown sources, from sources that you and I don't even know. What greater musibat and calamity can there be than a fish eating a person up? A fish. You go into the stomach of the fish. Can you ever come out? And that also the Quran says, Fi zulumat, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. The fish eats him up, swallows him. And what happened? Fanada fi zulumati. In three, the ulama write, three darknesses. Darkness of the stomach of the fish, darkness of the depth of the ocean, darkness of the night. And that also, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam is in the stomach of the fish. And what did he do there? When he's in the stomach of the fish, Allah Ta'ala inspires him, the fish goes right down, he hears all outside, that whatever shrubs there are, whatever stones there are, whatever rocks there are, whatever vegetation there is, the water, the fish, all saying, making the tasbih of Allah Ta'ala. And that inspires him in what he says, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Brothers, I'm not giving you any weak hadiths, I'm giving you Quran, I'm giving you authentic things. فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَّا إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. What happens? When he says that for about 40 days, some riwayat say like that, Allah Ta'ala says, then after what happened? فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. Allah Ta'ala accepted his istighfar. لَا إِلَّا إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. It's also a form of istighfar. Ya la ilaha, there is no one worthy of worship but you, Allah. Subhanak, you are pure. إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. I'm the culprit, I'm wrong. I did the wrong thing. Allah loves that. When a person says to Allah, Allah, you are pure. I'm a human being. I'm full of mistakes. Allah loves that. What happened? فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. Allah Ta'ala say, we accepted that لَا إِلَهَا إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. We accepted this dua of his. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ. And we delivered him. We gave him relief from that difficulty and that the stress that he was in, that trouble that he was in. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ. And listen to this for you and me till the day of Qiyamah. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This is how we give freedom and deliverance and relief to the mu'mineen till the day of Qiyamah, because our Quran is till the day of Qiyamah here, while the dunya is in existence. For you and me also. Whatever difficulties we are in, resort to istighfar. Resort to la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. But every day 100 times, 200 times, 300 times, if not 50 times, 30 times, but every day it should be there. People have solved great problems of death through istighfar and through la ilaha illa anta subhanaka. We'll do that inshallah, my brothers. Fourth promise of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is what? Udu'uni astajib lakum. Allah is saying this. Ki mujhse dua karo, main tumhari dua ko qabul karunga.
Make dua to me. I will accept your dua. Allah is saying you, Allah is giving you this word of His, Allah's word. And whatever wada and promise Allah Ta'ala makes, innaka la tukhliful miyad, Allah Ta'ala doesn't go against His wada, against His promise. Allah gives you the word. Inni kun, Allah Ta'ala says, wa qala rabbukum, your Rabb says, udu'uni, mujhse dua karo, ask me, pray to me. Astajib lakum, I will accept your dua. Every dua that a mu'min makes with the presence of his mind and heart, knowing what he is saying, the dua is not rejected. It's just that Allah, that for whatever reason Allah knows best, sometimes it's delayed, sometimes it's delayed for the akhirat also. That is why in the akhirat, when a person will see the mountains of thawab, which for which he didn't do any a'mal, and he will ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah, ye kahan se aaya? Say, tumne yaad hai, tumne wo dua ki thi, you made the dua. It wasn't accepted while you were living in the world. You remember? That is the thawab and that is the reward for it today. So the person will say, Ya Allah, why did you even accept one of our duas in the world? Why did you even accept one dua? So, dua. Ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. The person makes dua and makes dua to me, I accept his dua. But that dua must be with huzuri qalb and huzuri dimagh. We must be conscientious and conscious of what we are asking. Not we ask Allah Ta'ala for dua, for something, and our minds are not there. Inna Allah Ta'ala la yaqbalu, comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that ud'u Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijabah. Make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala while you have this conviction and yaqeen that Allah will accept your dua. That is the dua Allah Ta'ala accepts. And that dua that a person makes and absent-mindedly, Allah Ta'ala does not accept it. So, dua. One more wada of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and promise of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu in tansurullaha yansurkum. Clear, clean hadith of Rasulullah, a Quranic ayat, everybody can understand. That, oh people who believe, if you help the deen of Allah, yansurkum, Allah will help you. Promise of Allah ta'ala. Wa yuthabbit aqdamakum, and Allah ta'ala will keep you steadfast. And if Allah ta'ala comes to your help and your rescue, who can hurt you? إِنْ يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. If Allah helps you, there is nobody to overpower you. And there is nobody to harm you. وَإِنْ يَغْزُرْكُمْ إِنَ اللَّهُ تَعَلَى humiliates you and disgraces you. فَمَنْ ذَلَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ. Who else other than Allah can help you? Nobody else. So, that is why this work of da'wat and tabligh. Our khankas are there. Our da'wat of tabligh work is there. Khankas are there. Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid sahab. MashaAllah, and you got the other mashayikh that are around. They are there for us to realize and to help the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. First of all, to make our own islah also, and we become a means of islah for other people. We become a means of calling other people towards Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We become a means of calling people to the deen and take them out from the difficulties, from the ghaflat. Many, many people are in difficulties. They are in ghaflat. They are distressed. They are sad. They are in grief. They are in sorrow. And the only way they can come out from there is by calling them towards the masjid, calling them towards deen, calling them towards Allah, giving them an invitation towards Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the teachings of the Quran and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And connecting them to the ulama-i haq, who will be a means of connecting them to Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brothers. So, my respected friends, whatever I have told you, Allah gives me also to make amal on what I said. Allah give you also the tawfiq to make amal. Jazakumullah wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.